Questions 36 to 40. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the third talk. Listen to a man giving a speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all to the 15th Annual Journalism Awards, where the state's media personalities get together to celebrate the best and worst in journalism. I say the worst too because for the first time this year, we're going to present an award for the story that was most wildly wrong of all stories throughout the year. It's just a bit of fun, so please don't get upset if you're the one. Generally, it's been a big year for news organizations. Obviously, the economic downturn has dominated the headlines. The biggest story to affect the state individually was probably the oil spill, and we're feeling its effects to this day. But there have also been stories of hope and a few little miracles. There was the boy Reshit from the well, alive and unharmed after 2 days and nights. There was also the success of our football team, of course. Before I introduce our keynote speaker, I would just like us to remember Mary O'Neill, the veteran of print journalism who died earlier this year. Mary never appeared on TV, never had any success or ambition for success on the national stage. She just did small-town journalism for 50 years, reporting on the small and occasionally big stories that make up our everyday life. But it's these lives, lives without funfare or fuss, that are the fabric of this American life.
Now you'll hear the third talk again. Listen to a man giving a speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all to the 15th Annual Journalism Awards, where the state's media personalities get together to celebrate the best and worst in journalism. I say the worst too because for the first time this year, we're going to present an award for the story that was most wildly wrong of all stories throughout the year. It's just a bit of fun, so please don't get upset if you're the one. Generally, it's been a big year for news organizations. Obviously, the economic downturn has dominated the headlines. The biggest story to affect the state individually was probably the oil spill, and we're feeling its effects to this day. But there have also been stories of hope and a few little miracles. There was the boy Reshit from the well, alive and unharmed after 2 days and nights. There was also the success of our football team, of course. Before I introduce our keynote speaker, I would just like us to remember Mary O'Neill, the veteran of print journalism who died earlier this year. Mary never appeared on TV, never had any success or ambition for success on the national stage. She just did small-town journalism for 50 years, reporting on the small and occasionally big stories that make up our everyday life. But it's these lives, lives without funfare or fuss, that are the fabric of this American life.
Question 36. What is the purpose of the speech? Question 37. What is different this year? Question 38. What story has had the most impact nationally? Question 39. What job did Mary O'Neill do? Question 40. What does the speaker mean when he says,
without fanfare or fuss?